thank you for being on the podcast. Absolutely. It's highly appreciated. We're going to start it off with something simple. You're just going to, you know, tell them a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to also tell them what your idea of a vibe is, you know, because you're vibing with potato vibes.
All right, for sure.
Go.
Okay. Uber.
My voice said. All right. Oh, now? Shit. Okay.
Damn, can we start over, please?
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Vibe with Potato Vibes. You already know it's your girl Potato Vibes, and we are here to vibe. On today's episode, we got another artist, because you know I like to be a top notch with all the music and, you know, hip to everything that's going on. So without further ado, if you can give us a nice round of applause for my man H the Great.
Yeah.
You already know. Hi, how are you?
How are you? I'm doing good.
I'm good as well. Thank you for asking. Thank you for being on my podcast. Highly appreciate it. You already know.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to start it off by telling us a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to talk about what your idea of a vibe is, you know, because you vibe with potato vibes.
Okay, so first of all, I'm H the Great, like she said, T-H-A, you feel me, get it right. I'm from Pittsburgh, California, where I met her, you know, at the Hives. My idea of what a vibe is, just chill, you feel me? Good energy, you feel me? Good people, you
period,
know what I'm saying?
Period.
That's positive, you know what I'm saying? That's what I think a vibe is, you feel me? So
100%, yeah. I agree with that. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna ask you 5 questions.
Okay.
2 of the 5 questions are gonna be on the easier side / medium side. The other 3 questions are gonna be more on the harder side.
What's up?
So just 5, maybe 6, depending on, you know, the vibes I'm on. I'm probably gonna ask more considering, you know, these ain't really more about you as an artist. It's more about just getting to know you as a person.
What's up?
Again, 5 questions. If there is a question that I ask you that you prefer not to answer, just let me know, and I'm going to choose a different question. Like, I'm not going to force you to answer some shit that you like. Nah, nigga, we not talking about that. You know what I mean? So, let's start it off easy peasy. Also, if you want to ask me any questions in between, after, whatever, feel free. Like, don't feel like it's just me talking to you. You know what I mean?
I got you.
All right, we're going to
get it going.
Hopefully, I don't get the same fucking questions I always get. I'm trying to ask some different shit today. Alrighty, the first question. What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie.
Yeah, let's start it off soft.
Favorite movie. That's a tough one. I got a lot. I ain't gonna lie. I'll say, I'll give 2.
Okay.
I'll say, Waist Deep.
Waist Deep, okay.
And then I'll say, Three Strikes.
Three Strikes? The one with I know which one you're talking about.
E-40?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I seen that
bro
shit,
was
too.
Running from the police.
Dang,
yeah,
I wouldn't even have thought about
man,
those
that's
movies.
That's my shit right there. I used to watch that with my uncle all the time. Rest in peace, Reedy.
That's crazy. No, for real, though. That's good choices. Mine would be like Coraline and Finding Nemo. Very childish.
Finding Nemo. I ain't gonna lie. When that came out, I watched that shit multiple times.
I can go to sleep and wake up and know exactly what's going on. Word for word. You know what I mean? Okay, nice little movie thing.
Yeah.
The second question, just to make it a little more on the medium side, how would your friend to describe you?
How would my friends describe me?
Mm-hmm. Like, if you knew, like, the words, some words that you feel like your friends would say about you type shit.
They would describe me as a real person.
Okay.
A hardworking father.
100%.
You know what I mean? Creative.
You gotta be creative. You are, artist, you know
creative,
what I mean?
You know? There's a lot of other words, but I feel like them are the top 3.
Okay, for sure. Yeah. Let's talk about that. You said you was a father before we get into these hard questions.
Yeah, before anything.
Let's talk about that. How is fatherhood? You know, I ain't got no fucking kids. I got nieces and nephews, and that's about it. So, how is that? And then you got what? Like a daughter, huh?
Yeah, I got a
daughter. Ooh, how is that?
Man, I'm loving it.
That's different. That's not
my little Libra, man. I'm loving it.
Oh, you got one of me? Ow! Libra gang, you already know.
She got a big attitude, but she's the sweetest thing in the world, I swear to you.
For all you Libra haters, you hear that? Big attitude, but the sweetest shit in the world. Don't play with us.
Yeah.
Don't play with us.
She mean everything to me. Fatherhood is real fun, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. Like, I really enjoy it. Like, when I wake up, I be like, thinking about my daughter, even when she not with me, you feel me? Like, that shit is so dope. Like, having a little person, like, that came from you. Not came from me, but you feel me? You know what I mean.
But
it's just fun, bro, and it teach you a lot, you know what I'm saying? It taught me a lot of patience, you feel me? and it just make me want to be better as a man.
100%.
For myself and for my daughter, you know what I'm saying?
100%. 100%. And then more into the whole, you know, fatherhood thing. How is it with, like, are you currently with the mother of your child, first of all?
No.
Okay, so how is it co-parenting?
It's cool. Me and my baby mama cool.
Okay, that's good. That's like, good. Some people be acting ass, so that's
why
you know.
We're not going to be on that, you feel me? We got to keep the relationship cool for the mental health of my daughter, you feel me?
100%.
And ourselves, you know what I'm
100%.
saying?
100%.
So, yeah, me and my baby mama, we cool.
That's what's up. Let's tap into one of these hard questions real quick. And then I'm going to ask you something that has nothing to do with these questions. What are you most grateful for?
Life.
Being alive. I know that's right, because a lot of us didn't ask for that shit.
You feel me? Like, the opportunity to just be better every day. You feel me? The opportunity to achieve more.
100%.
You feel me? Every day. Be better than what you was yesterday. You know what
for
I'm
sure,
saying?
Like, for sure.
Life beautiful, for real. And it's like, yeah, we be going through shit. We go through struggles and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you can pull yourself up out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? You just got to find that. Find what it is to help you pull up out of that. You know what I'm saying? So, I would say I'm most grateful for life, for real.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Pausing to these ones, let's tap into the artist. So let's talk about you as an artist. What made you want to do that? You know, in high school, it wasn't given that. So I'm like, high school was given, maybe you would have been like maybe a football player or some shit like that. Yeah, Next thing I know, my boy was rapping on the tracks. So I said, oh.
So, all right, so what's crazy is I've been into music since I was like 8 years old.
Okay.
Starting off when I was a kid, you feel me, my mom was into music and shit. I always had an ear for it, you know what I'm saying? So my sister's dad, he was a rapper, so he was bringing me and my little brother around the studio and shit. Like, I seen Dub 20 in there, I seen Mac Dre one time.
Mac Dre, you know you was young, I seen Mac Dre.
Yeah, so, and I got, yeah, I got, they could vouch for me too, so don't do that.
Don't do too much.
But yeah, so, I told him, I'm like, let me go in there one time. He's like, you want to rap? You can't rap, woo woo. And I'm like, yeah, let me try. So he was like, this is what you do. Put a topic on top of the paper, and on every line, write a bar pertaining to that topic, you feel me? Ever since then, that's all I've been doing. Like, you feel me? 8 years old, I started doing that. And I'm gonna give y'all some shit that I ain't never told nobody.
Inside.
Like, when the jerking era was going on and shit, like, I was doing that shit, you feel me? And I ended up making jerking music, you feel me? So I was doing the jerking music, so that taught me how to, like, speed up my tempo of rapping and shit, you feel me?
Because that means you had to be on it.
Man, what? They rap hella fast,
shit.
Bro.
You'd be like, ooh, start getting down to that shit, for real.
So when that era died down, you feel me? Of course, I transitioned to making regular hip-hop music and shit. So I was doing that on the side in high school, you feel me? While I was playing football, I just wasn't really pushing it like how I was, you know, with the football shit. So I dropped a few songs in high school, but it wasn't really like...
Now you got me down for that, search them motherfuckers up. Hold on.
Oh, man,
you
I know exactly where to find
like,
them, too,
you got
to
send me the links now. I'm out there, you know?
I'll show you. I sound hella... Man, I sound young as fuck.
You're going to definitely have to show me. Like, now I got to see this shit.
But, yeah, that's pretty much what got me into it, just being around it and having an ear for it, for real.
For sure, for sure. That's what's up. I'm trying to think if it was your first album. I know you got Ritty World.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
Ritty World. Ritty World. That's my...
What is Ritty World?
Ritty World. Rest in peace, my uncle Ryan Flowers, man. My guy was from Pittsburgh, California, you feel me? A lot of people from Pittsburgh know him, you feel me? But he died in Vegas due to some bullshit, you know what
Rest
I'm saying?
In paradise, you already know.
You feel me? So when I say Ritty World or when I hold the R up, you feel me? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not gangbanging or nothing. I'm talking about my dead uncle, so...
Don't be thinking we gangbangers out here. That's not what's going on.
That's not what's going on. Yeah.
We got fucking lives and people to take care of out here, so ain't nobody doing all that dumb shit. Question. H the Great.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. What made you want to be the Great? H the Great. What made you come up with that? I know your name, but do they know your name?
Nah, they don't know my name unless I tell them.
Okay, you like to keep it anonymous?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep H the Great.
I ain't going to lie. I went through a few names as I've, you know, been an artist. You know what I'm saying? I started with HR.
HR. Human resources, bro.
Look, you know my name, right?
I know, so, that's you know, what yeah. It's like, no, I know where you're going with that, come on, but I'm going, so, like, come on now.
That's why I did the HR thing. I had Hayes, you feel me? My partners know me by Hayes. My boy Ken still got me saved in his phone as Hayes.
Okay.
That's like a little life thing that they'll call me that for life. But, and then, I don't know. Like, my confidence, as I've gotten older, my confidence has grown, you feel
100%.
Me? So, I believe in myself more than I believed in myself since I was...
Younger.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's
I feel like
I'm
a great
you,
person. Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like I'm a great person, you feel me? I feel like everybody should think that they're a great person, you know what I'm saying? So
100%
I decided to call myself H the Great.
Period, so, point.
There
point.
It is.
Fucking speaking of how nobody know your name, I was, you know, Reg, right? Reg did it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm in the car with Reg, and I didn't know that people didn't know your name. So I was all like, oh, you know such and such. And he was like, who? And I was all like, H the Great. He said, oh, my nigga, yeah. I said, dang.
Yeah,
I was like, dang, he be like me. I don't nobody know my fucking name. They be sitting there, yeah, Kendra. I be like, that's wild. You just said that shit on the fucking internet. I'm like, at this point, fuck it. Now everybody know my name. If they don't, it's your girl Potato Vibes. You already know. All right, let's get into another hard question here.
Let's get it.
Ooh, what were you doing when you felt most passionate and alive? You see your face? Told you. Bitch, what kind of question is that? How you really thinking about it?
Hold on.
Okay. What were you doing when you felt the most passionate and alive?
What was I doing?
Mm-hmm. You can even name something that you feel like you feel passionate and alive about when you're doing it, even if it's not like a specific story.
That's a good-ass question. I'm not going to lie. That's a good-ass question, bro. Damn. Fuck. All right. It's a lot of moments. But I'll name one moment. I ain't gonna lie, it's take me back to high school when I had scored like 7 touchdowns in a football game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, that shit, man, bro, that was like, I don't know, that was weird. Like, I felt hella weird, but it felt good though. Like, bro, turning around and look back at the crowd and
everybody.
Shit, that shit, damn. And the crazy thing is, I told my teammates before the game that I was gonna do that.
So you like manifested that shit, and then when it happened, it was all like, "What I say?
Yeah.
It ain't H the Great for nothing, my nigga. I know that, but
come
you just
on now.
Letting it be known.
Been great.
Period.
So,
point blank.
Oh yeah, I would say that.
Okay, for sure. We just took it back a little bit. All right, before we get into our last question, the music that you make and stuff. Because I listen to some, like, I got some of your songs. Wrong. You know, I'll be slapping in the car. They be coming on. I'll be like, okay, I know who this nigga is. You know, I know who this nigga is compared to being like, oh my God, it's Chris Brown. I know who he is, but I don't really know who he is. You know what I mean? Do you think you're going to do music forever, or is it just like a now moment? Like, you know how some people do music for a cool minute and then they kind of just, you know, chill. You know what I mean? Like Rihanna. Let's use Rihanna for example. That girl didn't do music for dumb long and now she's just, you know, living life with her family and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it depends on the level of success.
Okay.
Like, yeah, of course I love music, you know what I'm saying? I love doing this shit, you feel me? But if it's like, of course I'm gonna do everything I can to get to the next level,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? But if shit just don't work out how it's supposed to work out, how I want it to work out,
mm-hmm.
then it's like I gotta chalk it to the game.
100%.
So it's like, that's just like accepting reality at that point, you know what I'm
saying?
That
part right there. Some of you motherfuckers need to accept reality. No disrespect, but you're not as good as you think you are with all due respect. Some people do like you though, so I'm gonna give you that. You know, make the money that you can make while you can, but don't hold on to the shit for hella long, knowing damn well this ain't gonna be your forever life. Respectfully,
for real.
If you know you about that life and you really bars like that, you know you finna be the next D-Lo, Mac Dre or something, by all means keep it up. But if you don't think that's where you're going with this, please have a regular job. We would hate for you to be homeless out here trying to sell mixtapes and shit for no reason. just keeping it real, you know what I mean? So make sure you take care of yourself regardless on doing the career. It's a lot of people that be like, I'm full-time rapping, and it's like, who's paying for those studio sessions? Because I know that shit ain't free. And even if you a full-time rapper, how's you getting to your performances? That's not free either. It's
Come
just
on.
You gotta have a job if you want to do that type of shit. Even when I do my podcast, I got a job, so it's all like,
you need that income
100%
to support that dream. That's why I don't knock 9 to 5. Like, bro, I work my damn self, you feel me? I work 12s.
I ain't playing. So money, like, to make,
bro, shit.
Ooh.
Fuck whoever's knocking a 9 to 5, fuck you. That's just what I gotta say.
I don't want to ask that one.
Why not?
Because no.
All right.
Nah, we will ask that one. If you could make a call to someone that is not with us anymore, who would you call to talk to and why?
Man. I'll call Reedy. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, that's why I didn't want to ask you, because I feel like I knew the answer. But I was like, it don't hurt to ask.
Sure.
He might say a different name. You never know.
I'll call Reedy. Sure, just
chop it up with him. Tell him about what you've been up to.
Yeah, just tell him. Yeah, man, because he didn't get to see my daughter and shit. So I just tell him, like, give him updates on what's going on out here and shit. And just talk to him and shit. Ask
Imagine.
Him, like, ask him if he, like, who up there and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. I call Reedy.
Imagine if you can do some shit like that. Like, have one FaceTime to heaven to call one person type shit. And it was all like, hey, bro, let me show you what I've been up to. I know you ain't been here, but let me show you what's been going on. You know how lit that shit would be, bro? Man, once a year you can make a FaceTime call, nigga. I'm calling. Quit playing. Every year you fit to be on. You fit to be up to date.
On me.
Random as fuck. Have you seen the movie, this new movie, Iron Claw?
No.
Okay, well, it got Zac Efron, and it's talking about wrestlers, like a wrestling family that grew up and type shit. And long story short, because I don't want to do no spoilers, everybody but one of the kids died. And a lot of them died from, like, suicide. But in the situation when they died, the one that died, the last person that died, it's, like, a scene where he's, like, in a boat, like, you know, and he's, like, sailing off. And then, like, as he gets to, like, the edge of, like, where he's going to end up to, he sees, like, his brothers, like, everyone that had already passed before him. Like, yeah. If life is like that when you die... I think I'd be okay with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
To just pull up on everybody like, my niggas, how y'all been?
Yeah, bro. Like, I think, like, bro, I honestly feel like it is like that, though. Like, to a sense, I don't know, bro. It's just, I feel like
once you... Let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
I feel like once you're gone, you see everybody that done passed. Like, because we all, like, have a soul. You feel me? We all, like, have that. So it's like, when we gone, our soul go up. So it's like, it's going up with everybody else. You feel me?
100%.
That's just what I feel.
I agree with that. That's something that I would like to believe will happen, and I feel like will happen, because I feel like, you know, people that have near-death experiences, they be like, bro, I saw such and such, and it be all like,
how the fuck did you see that?
Say, swear. They said, what's up? Like, what the fuck? Y'all, did you talk to him, or you just seen him?
Man, he said, don't go to the party on Friday. I swear to God, he did. Like, what,
say, I'll pull up to that motherfucker 7:35 p.m. Some shit gonna go down. You be all like,
I don't think I'm gonna go to the party.
Yeah, you be all like, this nigga wasn't playing. But those are the
guys. Die again, nah, I was playing.
This nigga was right. God damn.
Need some more information. Die again.
Hold on, hold on. Die again, real quick for me. We need to find out some more information. That wasn't enough. What exactly is gonna happen at 7:35?
Man.
But those are the five questions. You know what I mean. And we got a little bit more into the artist thing. Do you have any questions for me?
How long do you plan on doing your podcast, and where do you see yourself by the end of the year with your podcast?
I've been doing it for 4 years. Realistically, I've never really taken it seriously. I'm not fin to hold you. Like, in the beginning, it wasn't that deep. Like, it was just something I was doing because one of my friends was all like, bro, you're like a great ass storyteller. I feel like you should do podcasts. So for a minute, it was just me talking to myself type shit. You know what I mean? And then it got to the point where I was all like, nigga, just talking to yourself shit is kind of like many. Like, I need to, who would like to be on my podcast? You want to have a conversation? They're like, hell yeah. So then it went to me talking to my friends. Then the app that I use upgraded where I could start doing videos like what we doing now. So once it got to that point, it was all like, oh, this shit kind of lit, because I feel like I actually would rather do a video with somebody than kind of just put my phone down and then record our voices while we have a conversation. It's kind of like, damn, I feel like at that point I'm FBI, we just spying on each other, you know what I mean? So there was that, but as time has gone on, it's like more people, like, I'll post like a video because one of my friends will be like, oh, I seen you had a podcast, let me hop on that bitch. I'll be like, bet, whatever, let's do it. So then it's like, as time has gone on, more people have like seen that I had a podcast, because when nobody knew I had a podcast, it was like, what the fuck am I doing this for me? I'm not watching this shit after I post it. I'm not, respectfully. So it's like, what was I doing it for? But now it's like more people are like, nah, bro, like, I be watching that shit clean. I'm all like, oh, for real? That's crazy. Because there's a whole comment section that say feedback, or if anything you need to say, it'd be great if y'all started tapping into that motherfucker, so I know you was actually watching it. But then there was that, and when I looked on the app that I'm on, I had seen that I went from having, I think it was like 52 views or some shit like that, to it went up to like 1.2k out of nowhere. And I was all like, what the fuck? And I was all like, oh, now motherfuckers is tapping in, now motherfuckers is looking. Okay, now I'm gonna try to see what's up. And more people are like, bro, that shit look hella fun, like, I want to be on there. And people that like watch my podcast, they're like, your interview process is different than others. And I'm like, because I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable or make you feel like it's a real interview. I just want to make it feel like it's a conversation, real talk. Yeah, I'm asking you questions, but we more so having a conversation, because after you ask the question, I'm like, nah, I feel it, you know what I mean? Like, we're talking about it. I don't want it to be all like, so back in the days when you were this age in high school, I noticed that you and such. Like, I don't want to be that person pulling up hella tea. That's hella creepy to me. I'd be like, bro, you lurking on me? But at the same time, it'd be like, don't play like I don't know some shit. I will peep for you, you know what I mean? But at the end of the year, hopefully I have at least bare minimum like 100 episodes in. Like, I got you on Sunday. I got another episode I'm fit to film. I'm trying to schedule another one with another person. I got like two other people I'm scheduling, so I'm trying to keep my shit going now. I'm trying to be taking it a little bit more seriously, and I'm also trying to I'm also working with my friend Angelo with the Tycoon. So Tycoon Tactics, he does got a podcast too. Check that shit out. I've been working with him and Reg lately, so okay. We've been doing a lot of shit with that, and it's just been hella fun. I ain't even gonna lie, it's fun when you have people that make you feel like what you're doing is actually, like, you know, something cool. Like, you know, it's like if you put out all that music and nobody was listening, it'd be like, damn.
Right.
At that point, like, I could have kept that shit on SoundCloud or to myself type shit. You know what I mean? Right. So when support is needed, start supporting motherfuckers. When you don't support people, people start not wanting to do the shit that they're doing because they don't feel like nobody gives a fuck. So please give a fuck. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, end of the year, more popping, you know what I mean? We be getting up there, we doing it, because you already know, a bitch already been popping since high school, but
let them know something.
Period, point blank, been popping since fresh out the coochie. Don't play with it. But is there any other questions you would like to ask?
Nah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Thank you again for being on my podcast. It is definitely appreciated. Let the folks know, of course, let the folks know what we looking out for you.
Man, I got some new music coming, man. I just been in the dungeon, you know, dealing with a little stuff, you know, working on myself, but I'll be back to it, man. If you want to follow me on Instagram, follow me on H the Great, H-T-H-A Great _. And yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I'm a cool dude, man. Tap in.
You already know. You already heard what he said. Tap in. H the Great, not the, but the, because we the greatest motherfuckers out here. And until next time, stay 6 feet apart and wash your hands. Peace out, Cub Scouts. And that's it.
That was dope.